At a recent conference that was held in Geneva, Switzerland, by a group known as the International Center for Trade Sustainable Development, there was a paper presented that attempted to model the impacts of the cotton provisions of the 2014 Farm Bill and what the authors perceived to be the effects on production and world market prices. Dr. Gary Adams, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council, joins us with his concerns on the report.
As we have reviewed the report, we have some serious concerns about the assumptions and the methodology that are used in the report. I think there's a number of places where the model does not accurately capture the cotton policies that are in place under today's legislation. It also imposes some assumptions regarding crop insurance purchase decisions that are not in line with the historical experience and, frankly, inflates the impacts by overestimating the expected benefits from insurance.
One of the other things that stands out,
when we look at the results of this study, which concluded that the provisions of the 2014 Farm Bill, if they were removed, would lead to roughly a 7% increase in the world price, which is entirely too much, particularly considering the fact that the support conveyed to producers today and for cotton is through crop insurance products that does not offer them a guarantee in excess of the market and, in fact, does not compensate them for the deductible that they have within their underlying policies.
It is also important to note,
this study is in stark contrast to some independent studies that have previously been released, one by Congressional Research Service that found that there was only minimal production incentives in the 2014 Farm Bill, and then also another report by the United Nations that concluded that the incentives to produce cotton in the 2014 Farm Bill were much weaker than previous decades with the changes that had occurred. So certainly as we look at the 2014 Farm Bill provisions, those were significant changes, not only in the insurance programs, but also in the marketing loan program. And those were done in an effort to come into compliance with the WTO Brazil case decision, and we believe those bring U.S. policies into compliance with our WTO commitments.